return to that in a second. But what are you? What is your view about Jarryd Hayne's shock exit from American football? It was a shock when we heard about it early today in the news. And I remember seeing all of that merchandise still in the Rebel store that I was in yesterday. The number 38, Jarryd Hayne. What happens to all of that? And then to leave a sport to go to play sevens rugby at Rio, an Olympic dream, not particularly a prominent Olympic Games sport. Sevens rugby. I thought I'd catch up with Jarryd Hayne's Australian manager, Wayne Beavis, who's on the line right now. Hi there, Wayne.
Good afternoon, Chris.
G'day. So you knew about this behind the scenes and you knew it was brewing, no doubt. He must have had a soft spot for the Olympic movement. Is that one factor?
Oh, that's one. And the second one, of course, is his Fijian heritage. He's very passionate about that. And the opportunity came along and we discussed it at length. And I don't think too many of us in our lives get the opportunity to represent at an Olympic Games. And he was very much committed to his NFL dream. And he saw this and he couldn't do both. And in the end, he decided to pursue the Olympic dream. So here we are.
Was he about to be accepted on the last cut in the San Francisco 49ers squad?
Look, there wasn't a problem with the 49ers. They were very happy with where he was at. He was conversely very happy with where he was with the club. And there was no issue there at all. I think this came as a bit of a shock to them as well.
Wow. Wow. He's a kid that doesn't consider money too often, by the sound of it. He's a kid that doesn't consider that he needs to stick with something for a long while. He wants to go and conquer the mountain, and whatever mountain comes before him, he'll move on to the next one.
Well, he's a young fellow that wants to challenge himself, and, you know, I think he's to be applauded. I mean, he left the NRL at the top of his game on a lucrative contract to go and play NFL football, something he'd never done before, at about a third of the money, signed a three-year rookie contract. And then now he's leaving Matt behind to go and play for nothing in Fiji in the sevens at the Olympic Games.
It would be virtually nothing, wouldn't it?
Nil.
I've got to say that I am personally disappointed, as I know many people who I've spoken to today about what he's decided to do are, because we thought, well, hang on, debut season in the NFL, how much better will he be in season two and what he could achieve? I thought to myself, gee, I'm looking forward to this season.
I don't think there was any doubt about that, Chris. We had a long, many talks while he was here over Christmas and talked about, you know, he's going over there with 12 months under his belt. His apprenticeship served and it would be a great year for him. And we always took the view that failure wasn't an option. So we were very much committed to the NFL dream. But I think this heritage thing and the Fijian thing and the Olympic Games, you know, weighed very heavily on his mind at the end. And that's what he decided to do. We discussed this over the weekend and we pulled the pin.
I can't remember him playing top-line rugby before, though.
No.
Not at all? Not even in schoolboy level?
No, I think he played a little bit, mate, but nothing to write home about.
Former ASADA boss Richard Ings has questioned his eligibility, saying he's got to be in a registered drug testing pool for 6 months. Has that been considered or checked off?
Well, it was. We've been assured by the Fijian management that all those boxes have been ticked, so we can only go on face value what they've told us. It'll be a conversation I'll be having with Jarryd later on this afternoon when he wakes up in London, where he is at the moment. And we'll discuss that and he can talk to management and we'll know more about that as overnight.
About 30 minutes ago, Greg Inglis said he would welcome a return to the NRL for Jarryd Hayne. Is Plan B on the drawing board after Rio?
Chris, up until a fortnight ago, we never had a Plan B because we didn't need one. He was committed to the NFL, so you know, this, as I said, this moved to pace and we got on with it and we will have that conversation once the Olympics are over because all the registration periods for both union and league will have passed. So we'll be looking at 2017, but I don't think the spell's going to hurt the kid.
Has he played soccer before? Who knows?
Maybe marbles.
Or darts. He's in the right place for it, London. Thank you very much for your time, Wayne.
Pleasure, Chris. Bye.
Good on you. Manager Wayne Beavis. Yes, does he play soccer? Is that the next mountain to climb? And it's just not easy for a rugby league player to go to rugby. Just go and ask Sam Burgess. 2GB.